Hello, dear soul. How are you doing today? This is, of course, my usual question that I ask almost every time because it's so important. And it has been, I think, a week now that I felt very restless. And I decided just to clean up my agenda, to take all projects out that were not giving me any energy. Fortunately, I could. It's quite a luxury. And that was really helpful because it helped me to slow down and to focus on myself and on my soul and on my feelings, on my body. And the question that rose time and time again was, how do I want to bring my mission into the world? How do I want to give form to it the coming months? Because I felt that something was off. I felt that I was doing things that were not aligned, not vibrating with my soul's mission. I also felt some fear sometimes, and it might also be connected to the vaccination I had. I found out that there was actually research done that because your resistance is being triggered, and your body feels that it needs to something has come into your body that it has to fight, that is not friendly, that it triggers all kind of processes in your body. So it's kind of attack survival mode, and that also can trigger because it's connected to your also trigger all kind of emotions and emotional things. So for me, it triggered at one day of a lot of fear, and I noticed, well, this is just not me. This is so not me. And I felt afraid of something, and I couldn't even pinpoint it. I tried to connect with it, but it was just fear. And then someone told me about this research that has been done, and also that people have nightmares. But I think it's also connected to the fact that something is off, something is not aligned with my heart, with my soul. And that's just fine. It's not a big deal. It's just something to look at and something to give attention to. So I did that the past few days. I'm still doing it. And then I read something about the new moon and the sun eclipse, the partially sun eclipse tomorrow, Thursday, June 10. And it's very much connected also to restlessness and connecting to these questions that I mentioned about what do I want to let go of? What do I want to, how do I want to live? And I wrote down some questions. So, what does my dream life look like? What are my needs? What do I really want when it comes to my mission? What can I let go of? And what kind of important decisions can I make to help me with this process? And I know that these questions, pondering on them, are really helpful. And they're very much connected to this specific new moon, also to the fact that it's also a partially sun eclipse. So maybe it's also interesting to look at these questions for yourself and to ponder on them. And when I connect with this mission and the energy of it, it just gives me so much fun, pleasure, energy, and fulfillment. Because when I think of this, well, not think of, but when I connect with my dream life, with my mission, I know exactly what it looks like. I see myself living in nature and being with a lot of people in a circle, doing all kind of rituals, meditating, all kind of exercises together, and also working with plants and flowers and trees, the energy of it, because the energy can really help us to grow and to connect with ourselves and our qualities. And it's really a catalyst, this energy. It's a huge catalyst. And that brings me to the next thing, because the fact that I am busy with these kind of questions and I have to slow down and feel this restlessness, and the fact that a lot of my friends are exactly in the same space, funny enough, I know there are more of us that want to really ponder on this. And a good friend of mine, a colleague healer, a shaman, and I are doing a wonderful retreat for women, the goddess, the Midsummer Goddess Soul Retreat on the 24th of June, starting at 6 o'clock in the evening in Amsterdam, on a wonderful surrounding green place close to the water. And this is, I think we've really foreseen what was going on in people this month. Because this is all about connecting with your mission and vision, connecting with your qualities and gifts, and finding out what your next step is going to be, what it's going to look like. And maybe you're new in this path, or maybe you know a little bit already about your mission, or you got kind of a hunch about it. Or maybe you're already living it or doing it, but you want to really refine it, take the next step and see what is unfolding for you. Then I'm really inviting you to come to our retreat, because it's going to be amazing, with shamanic rituals, with we work with nature, and we are great space holders, and we can really create the best circumstances for you to connect with this energy. So we would love to see you there, goddesses. And if it feels like this is something for you, let us know. Also, if you're doubting, we would love to hear and let us know, because that's going to help us to refine things, refine our communication, but also know how to do this another time and even better. So we'd love to meet you there. And meanwhile, giving you a hug and a kiss. And if you feel this restlessness, know it's going to pass. And it could be a nice invitation for you to look at this mission and vision and create a relationship with it, or even more. And knowing that it's already there, you're already living it. Maybe you don't even see it. Lots of hugs and kisses. Bye-bye.